Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutrends. Call me Magneto, or whatever. Isn't he the head of that? Anyway, shout out to Johnny Davis on the Discord for that title. I'm Miles. That is Super Dude and a Hosnier.
Super Dude?
What's new? What's new?
Nothing.
Not much. Except these trends. First up, I guess we'll get right into it. Climate. Okay. We're not fucking around. We're going head first into it. We'll talk more about this on tomorrow's episode, but the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change from the UN has put their report out on climate change, and it's dire as fuck. Mostly in the sense that they're saying a lot of this shit we cannot reverse at this point. So what we're experiencing now is on some level the new normal. What the battle next is to see if we can end the change at this point that we're at right now without going further down this road where we get a half degree Celsius warmer. We're looking at even more frequent weather events and things like that. So, you know, that's life on this planet. It's pretty stark at the moment. But at the very least, I mean, I think it's we can't keep pretending like things aren't all bad and everything's not on fire, because if depending on where you live, you are very familiar with the fact that things are getting worse. But you know, this report is mostly a lot of like, yeah, I know we've been saying this for decades now, but you know, we've been at that point where like, you can't ignore it. Please heed these warnings.
We are, but like, let's be real. Like, we're screwed, right?
I mean, depends. I mean, there's two versions. If the way we're moving now, yeah, we're screwed. We're
okay,
proper
so we're screwed.
Fucked. But here's the thing. We'll see what happens in Glasgow in a couple months, where there's like a huge climate summit, international one, where they're going to be like, we're taking it more serious than we did the Paris Climate Accords. I don't know. We'll see what they come out with that. But you'd think for the amount of countries, even the last year, that said like, oh, a lot of terrible things happen that normally don't, as it relates to climate, maybe something will happen. If not, who knows? And we'll have to take things one step at a time. But at the very least, you know,
I wanted to have 8 kids. This doesn't work for me.
This doesn't work for me, dude. With growing inequality and then the climate, like,
ugh.
Now what am I gonna have 3 kids? No,
disgusting. No.
Absolutely not. How many do you imagine having a lot of kids?
Not you 8. Ever see I was joking.
But do you picture yourself having children? That is something.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Hold
I would love
heart?
Little munchkins, but like I don't know. We'll
does
see.
That bum you? Do you think? Because I think about that shit all the time. Like when me and Her Majesty are talking about, like, what about having a kid? I'm like, what about this Earth?
I mean, being sure. I mean, like, what's as soon as my child turns 5, I'm like, well, and here is, yeah, no, you don't need a school backpack, honey. You need an earthquake preparedness backpack.
Right.
So you take this to school in case anything goes down. Now, remember, right. You know what? Education at this point, futile. We're really just working towards surviving the impending climate change
right.
apocalypse, honey. All right, have a good day.
Okay, and you know how to put the flames out on your classmates' backs? Okay,
remember,
good.
There's no farming left. So you'll have to just eat this powdered banana. Okay, honey? Just be safe. Okay? And remember, have a good day.
Have a good day. Remember, Jesus loves you. Wait, what?
That's how I imagine all in the future is for your kids. Now, remember, once the earth starts shaking, okay,
right.
You know what to do, honey. You okay?
Don't
Mommy
act
won't
new.
Be there.
Don't
Mommy
act
won't
new.
Be there. She'll be saving herself in another location. So it's all, we are all alone in this
we
world.
We all have
remember.
To get to the exfil point, right? That means exfiltration point. That's where we will hopefully band together for some vehicle to take us out of whatever calamity we're in. Yeah, it is what it is. We'll see what happens. I try and stay hopeful because at the end of the day, that's really all you can have. And, you know, if not, then maybe we have to be more creative as a people to really turn it up. But that's the gift and the curse of living in probably very the most consequential times of our lives. The other thing that's trending is Republican Fox. Now, this isn't a Fox that, you know, registered for the Republican Party. This is about there's a lot of tweets talking about how Republican Fox viewers, as it relates to a number of things, whether it's Republican Fox viewers who are being ignorant to what is actually happening with the January 6th commissions, or maybe that the unvaccinated in this country are disproportionately Republican Fox viewers. There's been a lot of talk out there from conservative media people being like, oh, right, blame the Republicans for this when really there's an open border that we have because Biden won't deal with illegals and that's what's happening. And then many people are like, hold up, to even get in this country as like a migrant or if you're at the border, they will COVID test you. So it's not that they're just being like, hey, y'all, come on in and that's what's happening. So let's be a little bit real. When that issue was raised, then they suddenly like were like, oh, we're talking about like Americans who are like black and brown who are actually not doing it. That's what we meant. It's not because of that. So.
Have you ever come across a group of people that should be human centipeded more?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a
fan.
Yeah,
we're on the same page. We're on the same page.
Centipede all of them. Make people, you know what? I'm not even going to get into it because that shit's crap.
Make people look up each other's butts
and be pooped in their mouths. Sorry, had to say it, but that's
sorry.
What you deserve when you treat people like this.
Sorry, the earth's
beings.
On fire. Radical change. We need it. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay. Eat some poop. To figure it out, to open
radical
your
self-reliance
eyes.
eat some poop
then what else is trending? Tigger is trending because this woman uploaded a clip of her neighbor pulling up and saying she doesn't like her Tigger flag on her house. I'm just gonna play you a quick clip of this with this just elderly woman who has a lot of opinions.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I want to talk about this song Tigger's flag.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay, why not?
She didn't even know what to say.
I thought the American flag was real nice.
Uh-huh.
I don't say nothing about the shrubbery being cut. I don't say nothing about the backyard.
Uh-huh.
But now, I don't like that.
Oh, okay, I didn't hang that. My brother hung that.
I know I'm...
Okay, so that's enough. She starts being like, well... I don't care. I don't like it. And then this one was like, well, there's no like homeowners association, like bylaw or something I'm violating. She's like, well, there's rules in the community. I believe she's speaking to a woman of color. So I'm not sure if this is really about the Tigger flag and more just trying to pull up and telling somebody what to do because you think you can, because you are failing to hold on to your cultural hegemony at the moment as you see the country radically shift demographically. I don't know. That's just my take. I don't know what's going on, but what the, like, really?
I personally have never noticed a flag on anyone's house.
Like, at all. Even... like, oh, really? I didn't notice that.
I don't I don't like look at people's houses and be like, what is that flag? Yeah, I have never even like thought about it.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't bother you what flags they have. I mean, like, I mean, in LA, you'll see it's like sports
teams. The American
teams.
Flag. Yeah. Sure. I mean, see, that's the thing. It's like, sure, I'll see an American flag and I'll be like, maybe the racist. But like, other than that, like, but I'm not like, take your goddamn flag down. Like, I don't see it. I don't think about it. It's not something I waste my even a thought on.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't care.
Anna, some people have time like that. And when you're in the twilight of your life talking about all the ways you'd let go of your power and how you could have maybe exercised some more agency in your life, then you start turning that focus onto neighbors. So
that's wild.
Whatever. Shout out all Tigger flags.
Unless it's like some weird character.
Out of in the Pooniverse?
In the Pooniverse.
That sounds weird. In the, that's called the Pooniverse, but the Winnie the Pooh expanded universe.
In the Pooniverse.
Right.
It's like, he's the most chill. Like, I always remember him being, like, the homie, you know? Like, if I were to, like, go to Pooverse and I was, like, hanging out, I'd be like, ugh, Eeyore's a drag. And I'd be like, I don't know.
What's
this little piggy boy, he is anxious as hell. His energy is tough. Pooh? That fool's just hungry. I don't know what he... I can't eat all day, honey. Okay,
right.
Literally. But then you go to Tigger, and he's just like, what's up? And he's just jumping around, and he's got that energy, and you're like, I could blaze with Tigger.
Or, could you imagine, though? But Tigger, he brings that same energy when he's faded, and then just starts asking a bunch of annoying shit. He's like, hey, what do you think about my stripes? Should I change them? You're like, yo, easy, man. I don't know.
I could have that conversation. I'd be like, well, what are you thinking? Squares?
No, I just think everyone thinks I'm lame. And you're like, maybe. Maybe you are, Tigger. I don't know.
Huh.
And then me and Tigger have a deep conversation about, like, what it means to exist and, like, judgment in the world and, like, how we can work on ourselves.
What is the opposite of truth? You know? Real hard-hitting shit. All right, let's take a quick break, pay some bills. We'll be right back and talk more trends right after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. Let's see the next thing that's a trend in Reservation Dogs is trending, which is a fantastic new show that is getting a lot of critical acclaim. I have yet to see it, but I mean, you know me, it takes me about 5 years to watch something. But yeah, the new FX comedy, getting a lot of great praise at the moment. And I think it's a pretty engaging show because it's about these native teens who are in I think the Muscogee Reservation in Oklahoma. And yeah, just Taika Waititi was talking about, he's like, well, I couldn't have done it without having like a truly, you know, an actual writer's room with indigenous people, native people in there. He said, quote, if it was a non-native controlled writer's room, it wouldn't be as rich with characters or even just the surprising turns in the stories. Because I think he's co-creating it with a seminal Muscogee Creek filmmaker, Sterling Harjo. So yeah, it looks, the trailers I've seen have looked pretty fun.
That sounds amazing. I have been watching. Yeah, I've seen the trailers. I've read about it. I'm really pumped to check it out. I love a Taika, you know, vehicle.
We love a Taika vehicle.
I love representation.
Mm-hmm. God, go on. Say more. Just, say less.
And you know what? Sometimes FX comedies hit like no other. So
what was the last good one that you liked from FX that wasn't What We Do in the Shadows?
Okay, first of all, What We Do in the Shadows is unbelievable work, but also
no,
Atlanta.
No, I know I'm saying, because I'm thinking
Atlanta
of that.
Atlanta was great.
Did you like Dave?
I liked Dave. Wasn't one of my favorites, but I enjoyed it for what it was.
Yeah. Have they had a bad one? I guess that's the question. I'm sure that everyone makes bad stuff. But
I liked Better Things with Pamela Adlon.
When did that come out?
A few years ago. It started with her and Louis writing together, but after Louis got all creepy, she kicked him to the curb. I don't know. It's just like they put a lot of good product out, if you will. Half hour comedies. I just enjoy them. And like,
yeah,
I love.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of shows. I know a couple of shows were almost about to be FX shows before they went other places, like The Office. Not to say like that was like almost ended up there. I think Pen 15 on the low may have been about to be an FX show. And then it went to Hulu. But anyway, it is. You love to see, you know, great ideas embraced, because it's rather than being like, when this kooky dad moved home from, you know, the city to the ranch, you're like, oh my God, please, can we stop with this kind of shit? Next up, trending, vaccine mandates. Sounds like the Pentagon says that the military will mandate that everyone is vaccinated, I think, by September. And then we're seeing over like a dozen of like really large U.S. companies, including Walmart, Google, Tyson Foods, United Airlines, and many others. They're saying like, yes, we are going to be mandating vaccines for some or all of their workers because it's a pandemic. And that's how you move past things, is to create herd immunity through robust vaccination rates. But I don't know. That's just a thing I read on the internet from an epidemiologist. I guess that's the truth. It sounds like it is. And I believe it to be that. So
sounds like you've been tricked.
Yeah, sounds like you've been just drinking Kool-Aid. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people who will be like, I liked when I could. Again, it's just funny to watch people say, like, especially when it was about making a wedding cake for a gay couple. Suddenly it's like, well, that's the right of the business owner to do what they want. And then suddenly it's like, well, the businesses don't have those kinds of rights. Interesting. Interesting. Indeed. Next and finally, Olympics is trending because it's over. Finally, fucking over.
It is?
Yeah. It ended. They had a really sad farewell, just, you know, closing ceremony. It's just such a bummer. It's like an empty fucking stadium and all this like fanfare. I mean, based on the photos and video I saw, the fireworks display was OOC out of control. Next level stuff. Japanese people love a good fireworks display. But yeah, that's about it. The ratings were in the absolute tank. And NBC definitely wasn't feeling that. I know that a lot of people were liking like some of the like sort of auxiliary commentary and content that was coming out from Tokyo with people like Snoop and things like that talking. But yeah, at the end of the day, a lot of people just weren't as engaged. And who could blame them? Because it's just a dire situation, and having Olympics in a pandemic wasn't the greatest recipe.
Yeah, I mean, the horse memes, like the horse...
Oh, yeah.
The competition memes.
Dressage and stuff. Yeah. Didn't Bruce Springsteen's daughter win a medal or something?
Hmm.
She was on one of the teams. So shout out Bruce Springsteen's daughter, who is now an Olympian for competing like with the, I think the, yeah, the U.S. team. But yeah.
Wow. The boss, more like the horse.
The Haas. Am I right?
Oh, no.
And then, yeah, then like the U.S. finished strong. I know one. For like some relay medals, and then the U.S. Basketball team pulled off a gold medal despite a real shaky start. They pulled it together to beat France, so there's that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that happened. But you know, yeah. What? I was, my partner was watching it, and I was watching in the background, and nothing was processing. At one point, I did go, is, what's his name? Rudy
Gobert?
On the French team? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, fuck that dude. And that was about it.
Because he plays for the Jazz?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And because the whole, like, COVID thing he did. Remember that?
Yeah, when he was just doing the joke on the microphones. Yeah. And it, well,
still.
I mean, it's funny how we still think it's like, yeah, and we had a pandemic because of Rudy Gobert. It was all him. Like, nothing else. It was, if
remember
he didn't touch those mics.
Shut down the whole NBA because of Rudy Gobert.
Because of Rudy Gobert.
I don't know, I'm just saying.
Just saying, oh, we forgot about that, huh?
And coincidentally, he plays for the Jazz. I mean, like, just saying.
And people don't realize you have a different hatred, or you have a different relationship with the Jazz, mostly because it's out of familial ties, not because of
look,
your
my dad
to
likes
team.
The Jazz just a little too much. And you know what? We roast him for it every goddamn day of his life, okay? Yes, Utah was the first country he came to when he came to America, and he went and got a college education at University of Utah, and that's where he met my mom, and that's where they got married. So he has this whole thing
memories.
About Utah. But fuck that.
But let it go. Better teams. Come on now. Jeff Hornacek, no swag. Come on,
you
now,
moved
John
to
Stockton?
California.
Karl Malone, don't leave them alone. But yeah,
what's his name? John
Stockton.
Stockton, the guy's an anti-vaxxer. What are we doing?
What are we doing here? Anyway,
we did. There was a text from my brother that was like, "John Stockton wants you dead." See,
how'd your dad respond? He's like, he didn't know it was me personally. If he knew it affected me, he probably would have said something differently.
I don't think my dad even had heard the story yet. So he's like, "Why?" Oh. He like literally was like, "Why does he want me dead?"
What'd I do?
It's like, oh,
never mind,
no.
Dad. Oh, he found out. Wait, what are you talking about, Dad? Nothing, 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 nothing. I'm gone. I'm not here. I'm changing my number.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, shout out to all the dads out there. And in fact, encourage all your family out there to get vaccinated as we end this episode of the Trending App. But yeah, vaccinations, very important. As we see there, it's, you know, Dr. Fauci was like, we're starting to see more sick children because of this too. Let's try and remember that we live in a society that is so interconnected that we sometimes have to do things for the greater good. But it sucks when you see a lot of people not reciprocating. I get it. But until next time, y'all, just stay safe. Wear your mask. There's Delta variants out there. Be cautious. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Don't do nothing in the face of any kind of hatred. Please be a good one. All right. Until next time. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.